This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. It's Saturday, September 17th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. As most of us know, last Sunday, Queen Elizabeth died. She was 96. On Monday, September 19th, it will be her funeral. And in the time in between, we're witnessing an expression of love, honor, and respect as the people of Great Britain, the Commonwealth, and the world mourn her. We are watching history unfold. Regardless of our citizenship and beliefs, we can recognize a person who unexpectedly became queen at 25. She took on the responsibility of being Queen Elizabeth II and then lived a life devoted to public service while she multitasked as a wife, mother, friend, advisor, and so much more. It's been said we don't choose the life to which we are born. Our queen is an example of this. She stepped up when her dad died, and she didn't shirk her duty. She ruled for over 70 years, the longest of any British monarch and the longest of any female head of state in history. She devoted her life to service and kept going regardless of what happened. She gave us her best. She inspired us and was a constant in our lives for 70 years and a bit more. She gave counsel. She demonstrated compassion. She worked to unify and comfort people. She had strength and dignity, and she left a remarkable legacy. As we witness thousands mourning, the Queen's words at 9/11 have special meaning. Grief is the price we pay for love. Queen Elizabeth inspired us. Her devotion and love for her people was demonstrated each and every day she lived. She served right until she passed. With this loss of our Queen Elizabeth, for many of us, our perspective of life and death and our journey in between is most definitely magnified. We each have a journey to take, a life's work to pursue. We can wait to live until we retire, or we can choose to make a life filled with meaning. We can appreciate each day and focus on making it our best. Pity the person who's desperate to retire, to escape their daily routine. Life gives us a full 24 hours each day to fill. What we do with the 1,440 minutes can include gainful employment we love or just have to do. But then, there's the time we have beyond our labor. In those precious minutes, we can love, study, grow, follow our passions, and contribute to whatever causes we wish to support. As Queen Elizabeth II's life shows, a life of service can touch many and include a full life rich with family, friends, pets, learning, and more. We can take charge of our lives. We can travel a narrow path, or we can journey alone or in the company of others on broader roads and highways and experience and share much more. The Queen has left us a legacy, a glimpse of what it is to be given a heavy load and how one person can carry it to its end, and in so doing inspire, share love, kindness, and compassion, and in the end, make a better world than what was when they started. Recently in Scotland, King Charles III paraphrased the Robert Burns poem, Epitaph on My Own Friend. My dear mom was a friend of man, friend of truth, friend of age, and guide of truth. Few hearts like her with virtue warmed, few heads with knowledge so informed. If there's another world, she lives in bliss. If there is none, she made the best of this. We too can make the best of the life we have. Mother Teresa said, "Not all of us can do great things, but we can do good things with great love." We may not have the title queen or king, but we do have a life to live, and we can do our best to live it well until it ends. Today, the From a Woman's Perspective team is here, as usual, to share their knowledge and expertise so we can make informed decisions and make the most out of each day we have. After a very important message, we'll learn about investing for retirement tax efficiently from Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group joins us so we can learn more about investing for our future tax efficiently. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Marilyn. Marilyn, over the years, many listeners have taken me up on the offer, and it's an offer you make all the time as well, of a phone call or a meeting, or these days, of course, a virtual meeting. And one of the topics that comes up over and over is the desire to stay in their own home as long as possible. Listeners I speak, well, look, they're looking for financial control because financial control provides the financial freedom, the flexibility to live life on your own terms. And for many, that means living in their own home. But there's a challenge these days. I mean, generationally, it's a relatively new challenge. People are living longer than ever before, and are likely life expectancies are just expected to get longer still. That means your savings have to support your lifestyle for longer. And this is where a reverse mortgage might come in handy. This morning, I'm going to highlight how a reverse mortgage might help, how it works, a few of the cons that come with using a reverse mortgage, as well as who's an ideal candidate for a reverse mortgage, and then some of the alternatives. So let's get started. A reverse mortgage might be useful as a source of funds when you have a lot of equity built up in the value of your home. We all know what's happened to home prices in the GTA in recent years. If you own your own home free and clear, that's like a large savings account, a pool of savings that you actually can access. Particularly, this is important, if in accessing that capital, you can actually stay in your own home versus going to some of the alternatives. However, proceed with caution and get professional advice because reverse mortgages come with conditions attached. And you need to fully understand if those conditions are right for you and your circumstances. I'll address only a couple of those this morning. How does a reverse mortgage work? A reverse mortgage is a loan paid to you that is based on the value of your primary residence. It's a legal charge against your residence. And what that loan provides is a lump sum payment to you, a regular monthly payment to you, or a combination of both. These payments can help sustain your lifestyle. Now, to qualify, you have to be over age 55, and you have to qualify through an application process. However, and quite importantly, the application process for a reverse mortgage is less stringent than with a conventional mortgage. So, for example, if you own a $1 million home, you may be able to borrow up to $500,000 from the value of that property if you own it free and clear. And you don't have to pay any interest charges, no interest charges, until the home is sold. The interest charges are added to the amount that is due when your home is ultimately sold. And this brings us to one of the cons of the reverse mortgage. The interest rate is often higher than the interest rate on a conventional mortgage. As a result, the cost to the ultimate beneficiary of your home is a little higher. So the result of having a reverse mortgage, it will diminish your equity in your home over time, though the key word is diminish, not wipe out. Now, there are alternatives to the reverse mortgages, alternatives that have a somewhat lower rate but are harder to qualify for, such as a home equity line of credit, also known as the HELOC. A reverse mortgage may be worth considering if you prefer to stay in your home but need additional funding to do so. And with a reverse mortgage, by the way, a surviving spouse can continue to live in the home. If you're looking for ways to unlock the equity in your home, there are strategies to do it. However, again, it's important before choosing a specific lender or a specific product that you have professional advice. It can get complicated, and in many of these lending products, the cost of early exit can be high, so you want to be sure going in. So call to set up a meeting, a phone call, a virtual meeting. We do have an excellent article on reverse mortgages. If you're interested, we can send it to you. Or follow up on this broadcast. Go to our website. We have a resources section, which in time will have the blog from our radio segment today.
Well, you always introduce new vocabulary to me. Home equity line of credit. Never heard of it. So something good to explore. And we don't know what we don't know, and thanks to you, we can know more. So anyone interested in reverse mortgages and the pros and cons of them, all you have to do is call Darren Farwell at 416-863-7501. You can get the information you need either in the booklet form or by question and answer. You don't go wrong when you get the information and then make an informed decision. Darren, thank you for that information. It was very valuable, and I look forward to learning more from you again next time.
You're welcome, Marin. I love the way you always mention about making informed decisions. That's the most important thing, is get the information and make the decision that makes most sense for your circumstances.
And that's what our team is all about. And you definitely start every show with solid information and teaching us things that we need to know so we can retire on our own terms. Thanks again.
Bye for now.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic will give us her weekly health tip. Then we'll get a message from hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Our matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions will share a happy story, followed by a conversation with Dr. Vivian Brown. So lots more to follow, all from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and my team right here on Zoomer Radio.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. And since last week we learned what insulin resistance was, this week Dr. Betty has promised to tell us how to prevent it and deal with it naturally. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yeah, so last week we talked a little bit about insulin resistance, what it is, and some of the risk factors. So a couple of things I wanted to point out. So we did talk about lack of sleep and lack of exercise and too much stress. Those can be triggers or certainly early triggers for insulin resistance. So obviously the things that we need to focus on is making sure that we get enough sleep, including exercise in our diet, and trying to reduce stress as much as possible. But let's talk about a couple of other key things that people might not necessarily necessarily be aware of. So when we think about some of the foods that we're consuming, you know, some of my patients will come in and they're using what we call healthy drinks, things like kombucha, for example. But some of these healthy drinks and even some of these smoothies can actually be loaded with sugar. So, you know, we definitely want to be aware of the level of sugar that we're eating and drinking as well. So limiting things like alcohol, including beer and spirits and wine, and even pre-made cocktails sometimes have added sugar. And like I said, even some of the healthy drinks like smoothies and kombucha can actually be loaded with sugar. So we definitely want to reduce that. We want to hydrate well with water, at least 2 liters a day. And we can choose things like herbal or green tea, which has been linked to improved insulin sensitivity. Another thing to focus on is fiber. So there's a link between increased fiber intake and insulin sensitivity. So incorporating fiber-rich foods such as legumes, oatmeal, fruits, and vegetables are really important. But being aware that fruits also can contain a lot of sugar, so it's important not to eat too much fruit all at the same time. And certain types of fruit can be higher in sugar, and I usually go through some of those details with many of my patients. So we want to focus on reducing carbohydrate intake, for example, because carbohydrates really are the primary stimulus for rising insulin levels. And high-carb diets tend to lead to blood sugar spikes. So we want to really spread our carbohydrates intake throughout the day and eating smaller portions at regular intervals. Supplements, sometimes I add supplements to a patient's treatment plan, and there are certain supplements that can help improve insulin sensitivity, certain supplements, minerals, and even some botanical herbs have been shown to help with insulin sensitivity. And then kind of going back to the sugar issue, two major processed sugars that are high in fructose are corn syrup and sucrose. And these are actually different forms of sugars. They can be found in nutrient-dense foods like fruits and vegetables, but they're often added to things like processed foods, for example, beverages, cakes, and cookies. So be on the lookout for high fructose corn syrup and things like fructose and try to avoid those things as well. And one of the last things I focus on is cooking with herbs and spices. So things like cinnamon and ginger and garlic are some popular and flavorful ingredients that have been shown to actually help increase insulin sensitivity. So even in teas, you can add a cinnamon stick, for example. You can use ginger in cooking. So lots of different ways to help reduce some of the insulin sensitivity through dietary choices. So if people want to get some more information, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
For any health issue, if you want to get to the source of the problem and deal with it naturally, all you have to do is call Dr. Betty Rosendahl at Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic, 905-707-2001. Ask for a complimentary consultation, ask your questions, get your answers, and deal with your health naturally. Thank you, Dr. Betty. I look forward to learning from you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
It's been said we have 2 ears with which to hear and 1 mouth to talk, a sign we should listen more and speak less. However, when we neglect our ears and can't hear our best, a lucid conversation becomes difficult, if not impossible. That's when we need the help of someone who understands the care of ears and hearing aids of all kinds. From a woman's perspective, we have hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. Last weekend, I attended my first business conference in over 3 years. I can tell you that it was probably one of the most therapeutic things that I could have done for myself. Being in the same room with 400 other like-minded entrepreneurs was just amazing, and the lineup of speakers just put things over the top. The positive energy and vibrations in this room were nourishing and invigorating. The act of this type of communication, the transmission of ideas, and these empowering thoughts were food for my soul. I didn't realize just how much I needed this. Now, while I was sitting there and listening to these powerful speakers, I was also thinking about just how much someone with hearing loss misses out on when they cannot do what I did. It is safe to say that enabling our clients to go out into the world and fully engage and participate is our favorite thing to do. This brings me to my happy story for today. One of my clients by the name of Linda has a love for theater. She used to be the one on stage performing, but now she prefers attending shows. Her hearing aids, which were about 3 years old, suddenly stopped working, and she called and came in. She was concerned that we wouldn't be able to solve the problem to be able to make sure that she would be able to see the show over the weekend that she was going. When we diagnosed the hearing aids, we determined that the microphones on one of her hearing aids were not working at all. This is not the type of thing that can be fixed in the office. So what we did to ensure that she wouldn't miss anything, we loaned her a set of hearing aids while hers were being fixed. And about a week later, she came back to pick up her repaired hearing aids, and she was so thankful that we had given her a set of hearing aids to use. She really enjoyed this show so much that she's planning on going to see it again with another group of friends. We generally don't miss something until it's gone, or at least until we notice it's gone. Don't take your hearing for granted. To hear is to nourish the soul with the essential nutrients that produce all the essential emotions.
Well, two ears, one mouth. If you want to hear better, your ears have to be working at their optimum. And if you need hearing aids, it's better to get them from someone who deals with every brand of hearing aid. That's Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. And your number, Edmund?
The number is 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. You just have two ears. Look after them, and then you'll be able to have conversations and be engaged in life. And there's nothing better. Thank you, Edmund.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Sometimes things are easier done with the help of an expert with years of experience. When you're ready to meet someone new, it helps to have Cupid on your team. That's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So one of the weird things about being a matchmaker is oftentimes people that you introduce have been in a radius of each other many times in their life. And so maybe they went to the same sleepaway camp. Maybe they attended the same concerts. Maybe they lived on the same street. It's like the universe was trying to get them together again and again until they meet me as a matchmaker. I end up making it happen. And certainly Bruce and Joan were a perfect example of that. They lived in the same small town in northern Ontario. There was a bit of an age discrepancy, so they never really came in close contact. They both moved to Toronto. She had a cottage in the country still, and he would visit a friend who had a cottage nearby. They certainly had many opportunities where they might have met and did not. So until I put them together, and now they're living together. They're planning a trip to Portugal. They've turned her cottage into a year-round home. They both sold their city homes, and they're just really, really happy together. And it's so funny because, you know, they just had so many opportunities where they could have met, and it just didn't happen. It just didn't happen until we got them together. So kind of a funny story.
Well, I think that 6 points of separation, isn't there a thing about that? So you're basically saying the same thing. Sometimes we go around a corner to the right and someone turns to the left and they could be our perfect match. Thanks to your intuition and understanding of people, you're able to put those people together so they actually face each other and talk. If someone wants to talk to you about meeting the someone new, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is to call our office at 416-777-6302. Or if you're living out of town, you can call our toll-free number, which is on our website at mistyriverintros.com. We do a short consultation. It takes about an hour. We go through an application together. I find out all about you, what you're looking for, your background, your interests. And then hopefully we're able to get you closer to what you're actually looking for with each consecutive match. So that just that first step is usually either going on our website and booking an appointment or giving our office a call. Keep in mind, we open at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, so normally 9, but on Saturdays, 10. So that's the first step. Just make a call or book an appointment.
So the number, 416-777-6302. The website, mistyriverintros.com. Or you can go to my website, marylins.ca, and look at the sponsor expert list. If you're ready to meet someone new and you want someone to help you along, Cupid does exist. Her name, Linda Miller, and she's a matchmaker at Misty River Introductions. Linda, thank you very much for the happy story, and I look forward to another one next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Next, Dr. Vivian Brown gives us a healthy aging tip. Then we'll speak with the gynecologist, Dr. Faye Weisberg of the Femme Renew Clinic, and talk vagina. And realtor Melanie Martin will step in and give us her deal of the week for property north of Toronto. So lots more to follow, all from a woman's perspective, right here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylins.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. Such a pleasure to be here. Today I wanted to talk about school because, oh my goodness, we're so glad that the kids have gone back to school. They need school and we need them to be in school. But there are some guidelines that we can follow that may help reduce their risk of getting sick. And when we talk, Marilyn, about getting sick, it's not just COVID. We see lots of upper respiratory infections by the end of September as kids are in classrooms together, playing together and exposed to different viruses and bacteria. So the number one thing that I would say that's important to teach your children and do yourself is to sneeze, cough, or yawn into your elbow. You don't really want to be spreading bacteria, viruses by coughing into the air. Second thing is wash your hands frequently. Use hand sanitizer when soap and water isn't available. And perhaps you want to give your kids hand sanitizer in their knapsacks. I think it also makes sense if you're in crowded areas, crowded classrooms, to wear masks. And I know it's difficult to ask young children to do that, but at the same time, we know it made a huge difference. Last year in Canada, we saw very little influenza because we were wearing masks most of the time. We weren't meeting indoors. And we were being very careful about hand sanitation. So I think those public health measures are really important as kids go back to school, as well as wiping down surfaces, if possible, with an antimicrobial wipe or a cleanser, and basically allowing people to get together outside in large numbers, but much, much fewer numbers inside. Inside is where we see infection spread relatively easily.
So basically, you've done it again. You've given us a concise guide to healthy aging, and that's for our children or anyone, I guess, who is going to be in a group setting. So the elbow tactic, washing our hands, sanitizing areas, masking to stay safe, and to do things outside when it's a large group, if possible. Your book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, is a wonderful asset. It gives us useful advice and clear language. And I have signed copies at my store, Marilyn's. Thank you. If anyone wishes to order, all they have to do is call me directly at 416-504-6777. And where else can we get the book, Dr. Brown?
You can get it on my website, and my website is Dr. Vivian, V-I-V-I-E-N, Brown, like the color, all one word, .com. And it's also on Amazon. It's on the Indigo website. the bottom line is I think it's a really good guide to how to make some good choices, and that's what this is all about. We all want to get older, but we all want to get older in a healthy, productive, and strong future.
Useful advice, and as always, in clear language so that you can make sense of what's going on in the medical world. Dr. Vivian Brown, the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. You can't go wrong. It will be your GPS to good health. Thank you, Dr. Brown. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot, right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
To live well each day requires we look after ourselves. Good health is top of the list for each of us. When it comes to women and their vaginal health, gynecologist Faye Weisberg of the FemRenew Clinic advocates open conversation, identifying a problem, and solving it. She's here now to talk vagina. Good morning, Dr. Faye.
Good morning, Marilyn. How are you?
Fine, and I'd love to hear what's going on at the FemRenew Clinic.
Well, it's been an interesting, you know, summer's over. Women are starting to figure out, hey, it's time to get it together after our long period of being inside. And I'm seeing a lot of women who, you know, they'll come in and we get to the bottom and they're complaining of lack of intimacy, vaginal dryness. But what's really critical is that frequent bladder infections are a really common problem that women get when they're postmenopausal. And it's a concern because bladder infections can be quite dangerous as women get older. And they're all related to something that we call urogenital atrophy, which is the aging of the vagina. Now, what happens is as women go through menopause and we don't make estrogen anymore, tissues that rely on estrogen for their health change. And close to 80% of women will have symptoms in their bladder, in their vagina, and their vulva related to menopause. And it can cause anything from itching, bowel discharge, bladder infection, feeling like you have to go to the bathroom all the time, as well as painful intercourse. And they're all related to the same lack of estrogen.
So basically you're saying that the aging of the vagina gives us different kinds of symptoms. And is there a way we can address them?
Sure. I think the first thing is for women to say, hey, I have a problem and I need to address it. And, you know, as opposed to saying, oh, it'll go away, it actually doesn't go away. And in fact, can get worse over time. So women, please call your doctor. And I think that it's important that women be examined and sort of have that conversation with their doctor. The treatment is a good exam. Not all things need to be treated with estrogen or laser treatments, but they need to be examined. And if the problem is vaginal dryness and an aging inside the vagina and bladder symptoms, then really the two options that do work are either estrogen or what I'm really excited at the FemRenew Clinic is something called the Mona Lisa laser. And the laser was developed and approved by Health Canada in 2013. And what it is it's a non-hormonal local treatment to the vagina that brings in blood flow, brings in collagen, brings in fibroblasts, and basically renews the vagina back to where it was before menopause. It makes intercourse less painful. It helps decrease the incidence of bladder infections and that feeling of urgency or needing to go to the bathroom. And it really does work. And it's a very exciting treatment to offer to women.
Well, you're a gynecologist. Do we need a referral to come see you and learn about the Mona Lisa Touch?
I'm more than happy for women to go to my website and send a note or call the office directly to book an appointment.
Well, before I let you go away, I'd like to understand a little more about the laser treatment. Is it painful? How long and how many times do we have to come to you? And does it work?
So the laser is three treatments that are done 6 weeks apart. The first treatment might be a little dry and uncomfortable only because there's no lubrication in the vagina. The other ones do not. It takes about 3 to 4 minutes for the whole process to do. Women can come in and go home. There's no prep. There's no post recovery. And does it work? Yes. I think that for the patients that need it, that have pure vaginal dryness, it is actually a life-changing procedure.
Well, since I don't ever want to wear incontinence products, I understand the idea that people with leaky bladders would want to come to you. It starts with a conversation. If you want to learn more about rejuvenating your vagina, Dr. Faye Weisberg, the FemRenew Clinic, is where to go. The number, Dr. Faye?
It's 416-924-4666.
416-924-4666, FemRenew Clinic. And I guess we should ask your address.
I'm at the northeast corner of Yonge and York Mills, right on the York Mill subway stop.
So easy to come. You don't have to drive. You can make one call, have a conversation, book an appointment. And does it cost us anything for our first appointment?
No, the first appointment is covered by OHIP. Happy to have a conversation and go from there.
So again, 416-924-4666. Dr. Faye Weisberg, the FemRenew Clinic. Talk vagina, look after your health, and you too will have a rejuvenated vagina if you opt for the treatment, the Mona Lisa laser treatment. Dr. Faye, thank you. I always find it hopeful to speak to you because there's a conversation and we should be aware of how we can take care of our vaginas as well as the skin on our body.
100%, Marilyn.
Have a good week and we'll talk soon. During her life, Queen Elizabeth escaped to the countryside of Scotland for her summers. She loved the relaxed life with her family, friends, beloved corgis and horses. We too can escape the city and enjoy a country life. To help us find a perfect property north of Toronto, realtor Melanie Martin joins us with her deal of the week. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. And yes, I was on the hunt for a very good deal of the week, and I found one. So I'm going to talk about a little three-season cottage property that's located on my lake, which is Orr Lake, that's O-R-R, Orr Lake, which is just outside of Barrie. So it's really only about an hour and 10-minute drive. And you could probably take this property and make it into year-round. Right now, it's three-season cottage. It has 56 feet of waterfront, and beautiful Orr Lake is great for fishing and ice fishing or summer fishing or water sports, snowmobiling in the winter. We're not too far from Barrie for the amenities there, including hospitals and rec centers and shopping. We have a little town not too far from this cottage property, so you can do your shopping there as well. But what I like about this property, of course, is it's 1,030 square feet. It is three bedrooms. It is nicely fixed up. It has a crawl space area, but good foundation. But it also has a one-bedroom bunkie right at the waterside. So I think this is a perfect little spot for someone that wants that cottage property. And actually, the price is only $889. So I think that is a good value because we have another property that's available on the lake more year-round with a garage, but that one is $1.8 million with a 40-foot frontage. So look at this one at $889. You could possibly make it year-round, and it's 56 frontage on the water.
That's amazing. So waterfront property that can be made to be four season. It at the moment doesn't need a lot of work to be three season and enjoyed with a bunkie. And you're talking an acre of land and you're talking taxes how much?
Taxes are about $2,900 per year.
So it's reasonable. If anyone's looking for a cottage for under $1 million that actually has waterfront property and that you can fish and do things in winter and summer and the amenities close by in Barrie in a small town, I guess, what's the name of the town?
Elmvale. It's just outside of Elmvale, Ontario.
Yeah, I've been there as well. So if someone wants to talk to you about this property or any property north of Toronto, whether it be a cottage, a full-time home, or land, how do we reach you?
Oh, do call me at 1-800-357-4193.
Melanie Martin, Realtor Extraordinaire. She'll find you what you want and at the right price. The number, 1-800-357-4193. Melanie, thank you, and I can hardly wait to hear what you come up with next time.
Yes, I'll be on the hunt right away. And have a lovely week.
You too. After a couple of short messages, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. And then we'll get our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach, and speak with Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Now I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. The media is full of photographs of the Queen throughout her life. Each picture captured her warmth and crystallized a special moment. And these will survive and be a part of the archive of her life. Just like the Queen, we'll all attend special occasions, weddings, family reunions, birthday parties. And at some of these events, we'll be photographed and a memorable moment will be captured. So when we attend events, it's important that we pay attention to how we dress and present. Here are some tips so that anyone can look good in a photo. First, select an outfit that fits well in a color that doesn't overpower. Rather, it should frame us so our head and shoulders are the focus and our eyes and smile speak to the camera. Do remember, dark colors are more slimming. Small prints and patterns are distracting and should be avoided. Pay attention to all views, not just the front view, so that when the camera snaps and we're not looking, we'll look fine regardless of the angle. Don't over-accessorize. Use our accessories to frame our face and not distract from it. Make sure that we're comfortable so that when we stand, we have a good, relaxed posture with our shoulders back, our abs pulled in, and our arms separate and away from our body. Most of us look better and slimmer when we angle in about 45 degrees instead of full on in a picture. It always looks better when we put one foot in front of the other, and it helps to put weight more so on one leg. It's always helpful to be in the light and look up towards it to avoid shadows. We can dress well and appropriate for every day and all special occasions. All it takes is a little preparation and we can be picture perfect when we embrace the moment. We can smile naturally with both our mouth and our eyes and keep our chin forward and down. Preparing for the special events in our lives takes time and some effort to pull our best look together. But once we've done it, it's worth it. We can walk into a room feeling confident and forget what we're wearing and enjoy ourselves. When the camera clicks, it'll take a moment to pose, and then we'll look lovely and have a memory that we won't regret. Done right, the photo will reflect the sparkle in our eye and a warm smile, and we'll look fantastic. I just dressed a few ladies for a wedding that they're attending this weekend. They looked fabulous head to toe, and they'll be coiffed, manicured, and made up to be even more picture perfect today. As Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor, I'd love to help any woman listening pull her wardrobe together so she's ready for every day and all occasions, in front of a camera or not. All it takes is one call to set a date and time for us to meet at my shop. Simply call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Then we can talk. And at the same time, you can get an appointment for a bra fitting if you wish. Next Saturday, September the 24th, is the next bra clinic. And then you can experience TAB, the amazing healthy bra. In a moment, I'll be back as Marilyn Weston, your host. We'll get our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach, and then Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile will join us with a happy story. So stay with me, Marilyn Weston, and continue to be empowered by the experts from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
I'm Catherine Wilking of Feng Shui Designs. A messy space can cultivate stress, yet furniture and pictures placed just so can provide easy function and flow. My gift to you today, 10 ways to raise the chi energy in any space. It's available on my website, catherinewilking.com. Feng Shui, it's practical and it works.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing. The best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Losing weight, get enough sleep. An emerging body of research reveals that the less you sleep, the more likely you are to put on excess weight. One trial followed 83,377 men and women for 7.5 years. The researchers found that those who were not initially obese but slumbered fewer than 5 hours a night were 40% more likely to develop obesity by the study's end, compared with those who slept for 7 to 8 hours a night. Too little shut-eye seems to promote weight gain in several ways. For starters, lack of sufficient sleep has been shown to slow down metabolism so you burn fewer calories. Plus, the resulting fatigue can make you less motivated to be up and about the next day and more likely to spend the day sitting or lounging around. At the same time, sleep deprivation disrupts hormones that control hunger and appetite, such as leptin and ghrelin, which may be why research shows that a lack of sleep can encourage you to eat 300 to 500 extra calories a day. If you would like a better night's sleep, try these tips from the National Sleep Foundation. Number one, stay active. Exercise helps regulate your body clock, particularly during daylight hours. Two, make sleep a priority. Don't let sleep be the thing you do only after everything else is done. Schedule it like any other activity. Three, stay on schedule. Going to sleep at the same time every night helps your body know when it's time to fall sleeping. Next, practice good sleep hygiene. Don't use electronic devices within 2 hours of your bedtime, as the blue light they emit keeps you wakeful. Keep your room as dark as possible. So for more information on getting enough sleep, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
Sleep deprivation, controlling your body clock. You heard it here, and there are ways that you can lose weight and be well. It takes a good GPS, and Christine, the health coach, can be your guide to losing weight, to getting a better night's sleep, and to being well in general. Give her a call and find out what she can do for you. 416-809-4084. That's Christine, the health coach. 416-809-4084. Thank you, Christine. We'll talk next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Queen Elizabeth left a legacy. She also left detailed instructions for her funeral and likely for all her estate. We all have an exit time. We can leave a mess or follow the Queen's example. When you're ready to deal with your stuff, there's no one better than Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. She'll help you downsize and move if that's what you plan to do. And she joins us now. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn.
Well, I can say I've never had the opportunity to work with British royalty, but I can share that along with our dream team at Moving Seniors with a Smile, I've been able to help many hundreds of families in the GTA create calm out of chaos. And we've helped our older clients to feel like royalty as they take renewed charge of their lives and their space moving forward. Claire's one of those clients. Like most mothers, Claire loves her family, but perhaps like the Queen, she could at least privately acknowledge that her family just doesn't view the world the same way she does. You see, Claire has always considered herself a lover of fine things, of linens, of rugs, of china and art, and antique furnishings. And her adult kids, unfortunately, just never had the same appreciation for these things. Her daughter, Pam, is a self-described minimalist, and her son, Jack, living in New York in 550 square feet, hasn't unpacked all of his boxes from his last move. So what do you do if you truly enjoy your stuff and want to keep the best of the best when you transition to smaller space? What do you do if your kids don't share your tastes or your priorities? Well, if you're anything like Claire, you'd get on the phone and call me. She decided, even before we met, that she would work with me because I got it, and I got her. Claire was not so much about selling her things, although we were able to arrange a reputable dealer who I work with to sell some of her art and rarer pieces. But she wanted others to truly enjoy her now unneeded items. She also wanted someone with an eye to help her create a similar feeling, upscale space in her new condo that she'd enjoyed in her midtown house. I'm happy to report that Claire and I genuinely had fun in this process. We collaborated on her space plan. We definitely helped her to keep the best of the best of her items, and we strategically put them together in ways that she hadn't thought of before, but that she loved. Claire's entire transition was seamless. Her son and daughter were delighted that they hadn't been pulled into a situation that would have been stressful for all involved. And Claire now feels like she's once again put her world in order. At 79, Claire hopes to be able to enjoy many healthy years ahead. But if life deals her a whammy, she's resting easy, knowing that everything's in its place and that she's not leaving a mess of any kind for Pam and Jack. Well played, Claire, and we were delighted to help you through this process.
Anyone listening understands that it is difficult to create order out of chaos. And when you need a guiding hand and experienced help, think Lori Bell, Moving Seniors with a Smile. Your number, Lori?
It's 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. Lori Bell, Moving Seniors with a Smile. Thanks for sharing Claire's story, Lori.
Oh, my pleasure, and have a great week, Marilyn.
Time once again to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. The Queen leaves us having given over 70 years of service. She pledged her service and fulfilled her promise. She set an example for all of us, so at the end of a life of incomparable service, her memory is respected, honored, and appreciated. We can all try to live our best each day. We can shoulder our responsibilities and still make time to live our lives with family and friends. We can work to have our dreams fulfilled and make our goals a reality. We can wake up each day and look forward to what it holds. We can do more than just count our minutes. We can fill our days with what gives us joy and meaning. And at the close of each day, we can rest knowing we lived our day well. There was a recent study of 8,000 older adults. It found that those who volunteered their service were healthier than those that did not. So it's up to us to find our sense of purpose, to look after ourselves and those we care about, and beyond just exercise and eating well, we need to follow our passions and find what gives us joy and satisfaction, and then live a meaningful life. A day at a time, we can look forward to each day we have. The From a Woman's Perspective team is here to answer your questions and guide you so you can be in charge of your life and live it well. Our contact information is on marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Click on radio, and then under that, you'll find our sponsor expert list. And if you prefer, you're always welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Loss and grief are part of life. How we respond to it can bring change and growth. Let us follow Queen Elizabeth's example and give our best without regret until the time to stop. Have a good day, enjoy your week, and please do plan to join us again next Saturday morning at 8 when we'll speak again from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now. Remember, don't wait to live. There's so much to do, so go for it without regret and live your best every day.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.